Louis Giglio is the pastor of Passion City Church, and he's also an author. His latest book is called Don't Give the Enemy a Seat at Your Table. Good morning, Louis.
Hey, Todd. So great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, this book centers up on the 23rd Psalm, something we know very well. Why did you decide to write a book about that?
Yeah, so I was going through a really rough patch of life and, you know, feeling sorry for myself. And something happened that kind of vindicated my cause. And I reached out to a friend to commiserate a little bit. I said, hey, can you believe what I heard today? Got this message, blah, blah, blah. And I just wanted someone to, you know, come alongside, share in the moment, tell me I was okay. And I'm staring at my phone after sending this text to a friend. And after a few minutes, I get this little sentence back. And I'm like, surely that's not all they're sending. And I finally focused on the text, and it was 9 words. And the words said, don't give the enemy a seat at your table. And obviously, we're talking about the capital E enemy here. And I just was arrested by that phrase. And I was like, what am I doing? I have, for the last few months, allowed the enemy to influence my thoughts, my attitude, and all this frustration and these conversations I've been having in my head with everybody trying to control this whole thing. It's all because I've let the enemy have a seat at my table. And I just decided that day, I'm taking my thoughts back. I'm taking my table back in Jesus' name. And it started a process that really changed my life. And still, all these years later, impacts my life every single week.
Louis, how come we don't see the person at the table who doesn't have our best interest in mind?
Well, I think, A, the enemy doesn't roll up to our table and say, hey, it's me, and I want to destroy everything in your life. The enemy is a lot more subtle than that. We saw that in Eden. He didn't roll up to Eden and say, hey, I want to kill you guys and destroy this paradise. He said, I'm your friend, and maybe God isn't. And I think that's what the enemy does now. He comes into our spaces where we want to be encouraged or vindicated, or we're feeling sorry for ourselves or feel like we're underappreciated or unseen. And he says, hey, man, life's really hard for you right now, isn't it? And we're like, yeah, man, people aren't treating you well at work. Yeah, that's right. And he comes along that lane, acting as though he wants to comfort us or somehow aid us, but at the end of the day, his plans are plain and simple, but he's willing to wait us out. So that's why we don't realize sometimes that he's there, because we want to commiserate, we want a pity party, we want to focus on ourselves. And so I think it's keeping our eyes on Jesus, who's at the table, prepares the table before us, even in the presence of our enemies, and it's keeping our eyes on him that allows us to hear that one true voice.
Well, we want the right people at our table. So who should we invite to sit down with us?
Wow, that's such a great question. And I would think that we need, you know, 4 people at our table. A, we have Jesus at the table. So that's the same, you know, in every answer. You've got to keep him at the center of your relationships and your friendships. But we want some people at the table that are new to faith. So I think in one seat, you've got somebody who's not even sure they believe in Jesus, because we're wanting to invite people into our lives. But I think those other few seats have to be filled with people, A, who love us, genuinely love us enough not to do dumb things or think dumb things. I think we have to have people that are immersed in the Word, so that as we're processing life, we're getting not people's opinions, but we're getting God's opinion. So if all the people at your table are just giving you what they think all the time, you got the wrong people at your table. You need people that are going, hey, that's great, but this is what God says. This is what I was reading in the Word the other day. This is what the truth says. And I think you need people at the table who, you know, are willing to speak up. And I think a lot of times people think, ooh, I don't feel comfortable with that decision my friend's making, but, you know, I don't want to rock the boat, and I don't want to put any tension in our relationship, and so I'm just not going to say anything. And, you know, we need people who love us enough to speak up as well. And then we need some people at the table who know how to have a good time, because I want it to be a fun table.
Exactly. You need one of those guys. Okay. Say we were invited to your table and we sat down with Louis Giglio at his place. What are we going to have? What are you going to make for us?
My go-to right now is a Wagyu steak.
Ooh.
that I'm going to grill, even though you're supposed to cook it in a cast iron skillet. I know that, but I'm going to grill it anyway. It's going to be good. And I'm going to make a side dish of pasta, depending on the mood. It could be bucatini carbonara.
Oh.
It could be bucatini cacio pepe, or be angel hair aglio olio. But I'm going to serve one of those sides of pasta with my steak and probably a wedge salad.
Oh, man. That sounds awesome. Oh, my goodness. Louis Giglio has written a book called Don't Give the Enemy a Seat at Your Table. It's time to win the battle of your mind. We appreciate your time, Louis.
Todd, thanks for having me on. God bless you guys.